The first is, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength." Mark 12:28-31. When dealing with first things, most especially God's right to be first in the lives of His creation, there is the usual "I think" or "it seems to me" that arise. It is evident in life that a man or woman has a responsibility, as the Lord did, to advance in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Luke 2:52. Men and women have obligations in the realm of the home, not only to each other, but to their children. Ephesians 5:22-6:4. Thus, a man has a responsibility to provide for his own, as the Apostle Paul revealed, "If any provideth not for his own, and specially his own household, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." 1 Timothy 5:8. In addition to, or in the fulfillment of, a man's obligations to his household, there is an obligation to one's master and or employer, if you will bear with me in an extension of the terms. As the Apostle Paul instructed Titus, saying, "Exhort servants to be in subjection to their own masters, and to be well-pleasing to them in all things, not gainsaying, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things." Titus 2:9-10. The Apostle Paul affirmed that a man has an obligation to those outside of his immediate circle, saying, "Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing that is good, that he may have whereof to give to him that hath need." Ephesians 4:28. And what shall I more say? For the time will fail me if I tell of a man's responsibility to himself, the government, and the church. However, in the midst of all of these obligations, Jesus said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength." Evaluate your life. You make time for your friends. Jesus said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do the things which I command you." John 15:14. Does the hymn, "The Lily of the Valley," that is, "I have found a friend in Jesus, he's everything to me," strike a chord in your heart? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett, encouraging you to remember what God provided for you, and then ask yourself the question, what hinders me from being obedient from the heart to that form of teaching whereunto ye were delivered? Romans 6:7. What did God provide? "But God commendeth his own love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 5:8.